From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Several of Utah's public unions are trying to overturn a new law that bans them from collective bargaining. The groups announced plans today to pursue a ballot referendum. Renee Pinckney is president of the Utah Education Association, the state's largest teachers' union. She says state leaders did not listen to the strong public opposition to the bill.
We believe that we, the people, should be able to weigh in and have our voice heard by voting on the referendum to repeal HB 267.
The unions will have 30 days to collect more than 140,000 signatures. If they can do that, then the issue would appear on the 2026 ballot. The law is set to go into effect in May. Utahns are feeling worse about the economy than they were at the beginning of the year. That's according to the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute. As KUER's Macy Lipkin reports, leaders in Weber County are worried about the potential for mass federal layoffs.
The federal government is the largest employer in Weber and neighboring Davis County. Neil Berube is mayor of North Ogden. He told the Weber Area Council of Governments on Monday this is impacting his community.
And some of the business owners I've talked to, they're saying their business is just almost drying up because of the uncertainties.
More than 7,000 people work at the Internal Revenue Service in Ogden, and roughly 16,000 civilians are employed by Hill Air Force Base. That's according to its commander. Andrew Kinsley teaches economics at Weber State University. He says layoffs at the Department of Defense could impact the area's private manufacturers.
You know, if you start getting into the defense sector and saying, hey, we're going to start cutting contracts left and right, that's going to have massive spillover effects.
Major cuts are expected at the IRS. Kinsley says the silver lining is that federal workers make up a smaller portion of the area's workforce than 30 years ago. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
Business owners in the Mountain West are worried about their future as job cuts continue at federal agencies. The Trump administration says it is eliminating government waste and bureaucracy. Christoph Geisler runs a Wyoming startup that develops new probiotics to address kidney stones. His business is backed by the National Institutes of Health.
How do I tell my investors what situation I am in? Should I tell them the sky's falling when I may be okay, or should I tell them that I'm okay when things can change?
Geisler says federal funding has historically been seen as stable, but with more cuts likely, he says he probably will not apply again. Utah's confidence in the economy dropped in February. A new Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute survey shows consumer sentiment fell to 88.1. The state's index score for January was 91.3. Higher scores indicate greater confidence. Chief Economist Phil Dean said Utahns are facing uncertainty over, quote, family finances and business conditions. Salt Lake City has a new police chief. The council unanimously approved the appointment of Brian Redd last night. Chief Redd reported for duty today. He met with officers at their 6 a.m. shift change. Redd was with the Utah Department of Public Safety for 20 years and most recently served as executive director of the Utah Department of Corrections. He replaces Chief Mike Brown, who was asked to step down by Mayor Mendenhall. She cited homelessness and cartel-related drug crime as reasons. Governor Spencer Cox has signed the Inland Port Authority Amendments Bill into law. Republican Senator Jerry Stevenson sponsored the legislation. He says it will give the Port Authority new capabilities.
It allows flexibility in a project area. A lot of times when infrastructure is put in, it affects adjacent property owners and they seem to want to become part of the project.
Private landowners will now be allowed to build distribution centers on contaminated land. It also strengthens protections under the Government Records and Access Management Act for businesses operating in the port. A new governor-appointed member will be added to the Inland Port Authority Board. Heavy snow is expected in many of Utah's western mountain ranges through Friday. A winter storm warning is in effect for the Wasatch Mountains and the Uintas. 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible with up to 30 inches in the upper Cottonwoods. The National Weather Service says snow will also reach some valley floors. Gusty winds may also lead to blowing snow and difficult travel conditions. You are listening to KUER News.